I'm honored to have Steve Moon with me now, who is the producer, writer, and director of a movie called Out of the Fight, and it deals with PTSD and the struggle that so many soldiers and our veterans face once they return home. It is hard to turn it off, especially if you've faced battle and been there for a long period of time. Steve, welcome in. Thanks for being with me.
Hey, thank you for having me. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, the movie filmed here in the Birmingham area. Where else was this filmed? I saw a portion of this movie, and it looks like you're actually in country, but was it all filmed here?
Yeah. In fact, in country would be in off of Arkadelphia Road at the rock quarry.
And there you go.
One of my partners in India, we did some digitizing of the Afghanistan mountains just to make it look a little okay. More authentic. But yeah, that and Hueytown is where we filmed.
How about that? Right here. Now, Steve, where are you from? I noticed you've had a 205 area code. So is this your home?
It is. I grew up in Fairfield and went to Pleasant Grove High School. I'm in Birmingham.
Fantastic movie, by the way, folks. And it is available on your streaming devices, number of different streaming options for you there. And you can watch it, right now. Steve, why did you do the movie?
First of all, I'll say that I'm not a veteran. I'm not military. I'm a writer, director. That's what I've been doing for 20 years. And I've had suicide in my family, and I just know a lot of veterans. And I'm friends with Judy Norton. I'll just give you the long story short. Judy Norton's a friend of mine. We didn't do a film together. I worked on one of her films years ago up in North Alabama. And she and I just kept in touch and became friends. And we decided, let's write something together. And I went through a horrible, horrible divorce that put me through years of depression where I would literally be on a couch for, 18 hours a day where I could not get up. I was just debilitated with it, missing my kids and things like that. So at first we started writing one called The Other Parent, The Other Parent, which was about the non-custodial parent that, gets just every other weekend. Then we started saying, you know what, this needs to be, not self-serving. This needs to be more about what's going on. And so I had so many friends that were veterans. My nephew on my now wife's side saw some things in Afghanistan. So we just started researching, and we partnered with groups like We Are the Mighty, Mission 22, TAPS. And these are all veteran suicide support groups and organizations across the country. And one thing led to another, and we started talking to about 200 families that had lost, a son or a daughter or a wife or husband or somebody to veteran suicide. And we just put together a script and came up with everything that you see in the film actually happened. Everything is based on actual events. The only thing that's not true is the main character and Barry were not friends. They never met. But in reality, those events happened. We just married those two characters together. But that's where it came from.
Talking with Steve Moon, the producer, writer, and director of the movie Out of the Fight, and addressing PTSD that so many of our veterans face when they come home. You know, one of the scariest thing to me, Steve, is losing our minds and not having control or a way to figure it out and get out of what really becomes a hostage situation in your own mind. No matter what somebody says to you, no matter what you try to do, sometimes you're captured inside your own mind, and that's frightening and horrifying for a lot of people. When you finished this movie and you took a deep breath after it was released, what's the one thing that stood out in your experience in the whole process of doing the film that you still think about right now?
Two things, honestly. One is I'll say hope, because, we didn't want to Hollywoodize it by any means, because we wanted to take everything that we heard, everything that was real, everything that the families told us, and we wanted to give an opportunity, that there's not going to be one specific thing that makes it go away, because it does. It keeps you held hostage. But the biggest thing I learned from everything is family. Family that can just listen. And there's a scene in the movie where Chris Malnax's character, who played Officer Mitchell, is talking to Randy Wayne's character, Jason Pate, the main character, in the truck. And he's trying to get him to go to a support group meeting. And he says, sometimes all you have to do is listen. And that's the thing, the fact that Emily, his wife, was just there to listen. that, you know, that's over half the battle. It's just having that family support. And they don't have to give you, like, this magic wand. They don't have to say, okay, boom, you're cured or anything like that. They just need to be there. And that's true no matter what form of depression you're going through. Right. It's just to have that immediate source right next to you is just the most powerful thing that you can happen or that you can have.
Right. Right. Steve, let me ask you real quick. If somebody's listening right now and they've experienced this themselves in battle or their family member, what's the first thing you would recommend they do today?
Just listen. You obviously, you can't find the warning signs because anything and everything could be a warning sign. Just be there. Just absolutely be there. And it's going to disrupt your life. You know, when somebody comes home and they've seen not one particular incident, but if they've seen what they've seen, they need somebody that they can lean on or just let them adjust. Find a way just to be there for them and maybe take over some of their roles. Maybe take over, hey, let me do this while you're getting through it.